Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hello.
Much fame and notoriety. But I was calling actually about the Kathy Lee Gifford article. I'm actually taking a series of personality class through school right now, which deals with Freud. And that article in Spy actually has half a grain of truth behind it, which is why it's really funny.
Sure.
It appears that she is fixated in the either the anal stage or the phallic stage. it's part of Freud's five.
Now, when you say anal, just so everybody knows, you're not talking about butt anal. You're talking about anal like anal retentive, right?
No, I'm talking about butt anal.
Yeah, you are.
It's all related.
It's the same thing.
It's the second stage of psychosexual development, and it's where you don't get gratification through it. You get fixated in it, and you either become anal retentive, which is the classic Kathy Lee behavior, or you become anal expulsive, which is just wild and uncontrollable, which is...
But hold on. If you're anal retentive, though,
you're so obsessed with it that that's why you become neat and tidy and
because you're
organized.
Obsessed with your butt?
That's right.
Right, yeah. You're obsessed with having this sort of control in this issue, and it comes from... the pleasure from a child comes from actually keeping the bodily functions in control, and, like, kids are really supposed to like it, but... I mean, Freud also took a lot of coke when he was, like, a student and stuff, too.
Yeah, we're talking about theories that came from a cokehead, basically.
Well, sort of, kind of, but not really.
All right, well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
I learn something every day on this program.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to talk to Don Mike.
Yes, you're on the air, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if Sherry Licker was going to be on in Playboy this month.
Sherry, that's a good question. Are you going to be in Playboy this month?
No, I'm not this month. I'm sorry.
Did you hear a rumor?
No, it's supposed to be Radio Days.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about that. Oh. Yeah, no, I said no.
Just calling to check.
No.
I had to turn that down. Sorry.
Okay. All right, I was just checking.
Anybody here at the station going to be in the issue?
Laura, the traffic lady.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, good.
Bye-bye.
Give me my copy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, may I please speak to Don and Mike?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Patricia. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I was just thinking about Playboy.
That's okay.
All right.
I just wanted to give you a little advice about little girls. I have two boys and one girl.
Yes.
I want to tell you something right now. Little girls are little witches.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. It's a very nice to say, considering that the baby is all of 3 days old.
Oh, I know. I have a two. She's 2 months old.
We haven't seen any of those. Fortunately, we have not seen any of those personality traits yet.
Well, as she gets a little bit older, I found the difference between the boy.
Ah, now listen. You know, can I tell you something? Maybe your kids wouldn't be so bad if you moved to a better neighborhood.
I'm in a good neighborhood.
Are you having problems with your children?
No, they're great kids.
Well, didn't I just hear a police siren?
That was a car alarm. I'm on a payphone.
Oh, you're on a payphone. I got you.
And
so you've got great kids, and that's what compels you to say that they're witches.
No, just that I find them to be more, little girls are more picky.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe they get that from mommy.
No, I am not picky.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. My husband has a minimum wage job. We don't have hardly anything, and I don't complain.
Well, you don't have to have money to be picky.
I'm not picky.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you know you are.
No, I'm not. Hey, one other thing. About that woman that called that referred to your penis size, it doesn't matter what the size it is. It's what you can do with it.
Well, you got an opinion. You got an opinion on everything, don't you, lady? What call was that? When was that?
Like a week ago.
Yeah, last week where the lady said you're a cute little teddy bear.
Oh, she's talking about my belly, not about my penis.
Yeah, but then you were talking about later on you saying...
Yeah, I believe we steered the conversation into penis.
Penis, yes, yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's not the...
I just want to wish you good luck with her, because kids are the most wonderful thing in the world.
Well, that's more like
it.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Some unresolved issues there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm in that analysis mode after you read that article.
Mother of the Year just called in the show. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Got a question.
Yes.
What happened to the guy you wanted fired?
In Tampa?
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment on that. I'm just going to say that the situation was resolved to our satisfaction.
And we cannot comment further.
Come on, Einstein. Put your thinking cap on.
Well, I just heard this huge, huge event, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
So what do you think? What do you think? Huh? Come on.
I'm waiting for the movie.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Bye.
It'll be coming out end of summer.
Bye-bye, Albert Einstein. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
You are on the air. Sacramento.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Except I'm not in Sacramento. This is Mona from Strip Trivia in Sacramento.
Mona from Strip Trivia in Sacramento. Oh, I remember you. Hi.
Except I'm not in Sacramento right now. I'm in Baltimore.
Well, what are you doing there, Mona?
I am at, and you're going to think this is so exciting, I am at a conference of the Government Finance Officers of Association.
You're wrong. I don't find that fascinating.
it's totally exciting. So I'm here in Baltimore, and I just wanted you to know, I made instant friends here in Baltimore because of your show.
How's that? What happened?
Well, I was sitting on a bus. They've transferred us around to different places. We went to the railroad, the B&O Railroad Museum the other night. And on the way back, I was sitting on a bus with a gentleman from Arlington. And so we were chatting, and I said, oh, you're from Arlington. Well, do you get Don and Mike here? And he said, yeah, we do. And so we started chatting, and you know, I told them that I got to play strip trivia with you. And so now we're instant friends because of Don and Mike.
Well, there you go, Mona.
That's wonderful, Mona.
I just wanted to thank you for that. And also, I was really bummed out because I was a day late for Friday's edition of Strip Trivia. I would have loved to come down here last Friday and play again.
Well, you know, Mona, we can always arrange that special one-on-one edition.
Hey, well, yeah, I'm here for two more days, so just let me know.
As Johnny Olsen used to say, come on down. Bye, Mona.
Bye.
Bye, you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is that me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to say that on Sunday morning, you know, we have a little baby, and we get up early on, even on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. I turn on WJFK, and what I hear is Buzz doing an interview show.
Yes.
And, you never talk about it, and I think Buzz deserves credit because...
You know, the Washington gang is one of the best...
No, I think it's the Capital Critters, isn't that the name of the
what
show?
What is the show, Buzz?
It's the Washington Weekly.
Washington Weekly.
Yeah, I don't get up early enough to actually hear the name of the show.
Well, that's the name. Yeah. I believe it's Buzz Burbank's Capital Critters, Washington Gang.
Washington Weekly, Don.
Political Roundup.
A lot of people think that Buzz doesn't really do anything, and I just wanted to be known.
Well, now, I don't,
wait a minute. I don't mean a lot of people think that Buzz doesn't do anything.
Well, I just wanted to point out that he does.
Well, I haven't heard anybody say that Buzz doesn't do anything.
Well, you don't hang out with the same people I hang out with.
No. Well, what do you mean Buzz doesn't do anything?
Well, no, I think he does.
You know, that's really nice of you getting on and saying that. You know, you're trying to compliment him, and then you say that.
Well, no, I'm trying to dispel rumors, that's all.
Dispel what rumors?
That Buzz is you know, sort of a fifth wheel, you know, that he doesn't...
Buzz does the news on this show every day.
Well, of course that's important, but it doesn't take a whole lot of time. But this Sunday morning show that he does really shows a lot of thought and talent.
Man. It's Mr. Compliment on the phone.
We've got another backseat driver. Okay, thank you.
Perception is everything.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Don.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Did you guys hear the Procter & Gamble rumor thing?
Hey, Buzz. Why don't you do something, man?
Okay, I'll get right on
just
it.
Just sit there drinking your Pepsi. Yeah. For
no,
God's
listen,
sakes.
Seriously, I know this is like an old rumor and stuff, but my girlfriend got like a fax and stuff and said that like the guy like went on some talk show, and I know you guys hear all these things all the time, you know, these urban legends and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but I just, you know, you guys are informed gentlemen, and I just want to know the truth, and I know if I ask
what is it?
Well, basically the guy got up on his talk show and said, yes, I give money to the Church of Satan, and we're going to put 666 on all our products in the next coming months.
Oh, this is a very old
news. Oh, this is old news.
This is like 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's old news, and I don't even know if it's true, although I would imagine you could find a 666 on almost any product.
Sure.
Three sixes.
Oh, okay.
That's because Satan is everywhere.
Could you guys play some mariachi music for me? This is Jose in Sacto.
You want some mariachi music? Coming right at you.
All right. Bye, yeah.
All right. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, love the show.
Hi, thank you.
And congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
If you guys like the Topless Donut Shop, you're going to love this place. We found there's a club called the El Conquistador in Mazatlan, Mexico. And they have...
I like it already.
A topless concierge, a topless currency exchange, a topless barber shop, topless shoe shine, and a topless burrito stand.
You know what I'd be doing every day before you say, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to go get my hair cut again. I got to get change for a $1 bill.
That's right.
I got to get my shoe shine.
There you go. And I'll top it off with a nice burrito.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Cello.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
How are you?
Pretty good. I wonder, can I get on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. What do you
want? Yeah, I would thank you.
Huh?
Hey, this Clearasil takes care of those acne pimples. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
Is it Don?
Yes.
How you doing?
Turn down your radio, sir.
Turn down my radio.
Yeah. Turn, yes, it's the big knob.
That's part of the game you have to turn.
Volume.
Turn down the radio.
How's that?
That's very good.
That's good.
Very good.
Oh, okay. I was just wanted to give a shout out because we here in Halifax County, Virginia, we never get to mention y'all on air much.
What?
We never get to hear y'all mention us on air here in Halifax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this was worth the wait.
What would you like me to say?
Just say, hey, hello, Halifax is all.
Hello, Halifax.
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 Okay.
Halifax.
And wanted to Buzz get that Pepsi Cola problem straightened out.
Yeah, nobody's stolen any of my Pepsis lately.
And Buzz, would you just please stop goofing off? Would you do something for God's sakes,
man? Do something.
I don't feel like working.
Thanks for the call, man.
Okay, thanks. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, baby.
Let's do the Paul Abdul thing now.
The Paul Abdul thing. Okay. Vomiting.
I got you. Okay. Bye now.
All right.
Okay, hang up. Hang up.
They did it. They took the call.
Hello, Wichita, Kansas.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just found out your show was so great. Just wanted to call and tell you how killer it was down here.
And how did you find out that our show is so great, sir?
Oh, well, there's so many fans here that you can't help but, you know, pick up on the wave.
Well, good. So you're feeling the good vibrations, as Aline Cunningham would say.
Exactly.
Of course, you don't. If you just started listening, you don't know who she is, but thank you. We do appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Oh, by the way, how's Mike's new baby doing?
My baby is doing great. She is wonderful. She's feeling good, and everything couldn't be better.
Killer. Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Do you have any words of wisdom? My wife's going to go into labor, and they're going to induce at 6 o'clock, and kind of nervous. Do you
get some sleep. Get as much sleep as you can the night before, because you know if it's 33 hours, you won't get any sleep in between.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good luck.
All right,
you bet.
Goodbye. Thanks for the call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. I wanted to call and talk to Mike about his baby.
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Go ahead.
Oh, is this Mike? Don, rather.
Duh.
We're both here.
Okay. Duh. Mike, I wanted to know if.
Yes, take your time,
sir. Can I tell you something, Mike? This baby is really slowing the show down now.
Yeah. Sorry about those guys. First-time caller. Wanted to know if...
okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and he just gives up.
There you go.
He just gives up.
Good, I had to take matters into my own hands.
Hello, there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, you are on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to say I'm from Halifax County, Virginia, too. But I'm
Well, great. Let's have a freaking convention.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's great. All right. Thank you, Halifax, for doing worse than the baby did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mike a Kathy Lee style question.
Oh, my God.
This is your lucky day, man. You're getting all the calls.
Jeez. Hey, now, with that recent article that Don read,
yes.
Now, if Kathy Lee were to interview Mike regarding his new child, and congratulations on that, Mike.
I got that real oogie feeling right now.
I would be afraid that she might ask, well, how many diapers does she go through?
That's great. Thanks a lot. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Don't answer, please.
Don't answer what?
Oh.
Don't answer what?
What is your point?
The question.
What? I don't understand.
The two subjects
With Kathy Lee having a feces fetish?
Feces. Hey, my feces, baby.
No, and to be honest with you, if you want to answer the question, I don't know how many diapers.
No, I don't. I'm not Kathy Lee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. You know, I think some of our listeners need the therapy that's right. Good doctor is offering to Kathy Lee. Hello, Alabama.
Hey there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Gene from Pritchard, Alabama here.
Yes, Gene.
WNSP.
Right, yes. Anything else? What's your social security number, please?
424-309-462.
Listen, just as a point of reference, never, Gene, never give out your social security number to anybody.
Well, you just asked me for it.
Fortunately, you left out a digit.
I trust you guys. Here's my question.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening the other day in the car, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the first time I hear strip trivia. And the more that's going on, the faster I'm driving to get home.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, is this for real?
What do you mean?
I mean, the way you are describing things with those girls in one room and the men in the other?
Absolutely.
Yep, it's all true.
It's going on.
Yes,
is there a petition going halfway up or something?
No.
No, there's no partition.
It's
no.
A wall. The men are on one side, the women are the other, and there's a pane of glass in between.
Everybody is very comfortable with their nudity.
This is great. I'll listen for it again on Friday.
Well, no, I wish it was every Friday. We only play it about once a month, sir.
All right, I'll still be listening every day.
All right, okay? We do appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is first-time caller from Swanton, Vermont.
Yes, Vermont. Yes, hello. God, they're all coming out of the woodwork today.
Welcome to our club.
Hello.
Hello. This Don and Mike?
Yes.
I just want to congratulate Mike on his baby. And I think you two guys make...
You might want to turn that
turn
radio down.
Turn down the radio.
He's confused.
Turn it down to the left. Left.
I have my daughter turn it down.
Good. Good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you guys make more sense than Tootie Fruity does in Washington.
You think we make more sense than what?
Than two guys, Tootie Fruity and Nudie Doody.
Who is Tootie Fruity and Nudie Doody?
Tootie Fruity is Snoot Gingrich and Nudie Doody is Bob Dole.
Man, I'm
Jesus,
worried.
Where are these calls coming from today?
I am worried about the Democratic Party right
is
now.
Is there a gas? Is there some giant gas leak somewhere in America?
No, I tell you something. I think you guys make more sense than them two guys do.
We're not only getting these calls from Washington, folks. They're coming in from all corners of the globe. Sacramento, Mobile, Alabama, New York City, Vermont, everywhere. What's wrong?
You guys make more sense than the politicians do.
Ah, yes. Okay. I think you clarified it, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Right, good call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
How's that baby doing?
Don't blame my baby on this, pal.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don. Is this the Don and Mike Show?
Yes. Yes.
Sure. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, man, I'm a big fan of yours.
Yeah,
I'm from Tampa Bay.
Thank you, man.
Good to talk to y'all.
Nice to talk to you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be up in a minute, babe.
Hey.
Excuse me?
Yes, what do you want, sir?
Just wanted to tell you that I think you guys are the best thing going. And I'm a little bit nervous, don't mind me.
Don't be nervous, man.
But you guys are really, really one of the best things going down here. I don't know why in the world you guys aren't number one.
I don't know either, man. I can't figure it out. We ain't doing nothing wrong.
You know why we're not number one?
Why's that?
Because Buzz Burbank doesn't work enough.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi there.
Radio God.
Ciao.
Mike, congratulations on your child.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call and say that all these idiots calling in from Mobile, we're not all like that. Give us a break.
No, they're not all from Mobile, sir.
Well, I know that. I've been listening. But just wanted to say congratulations. Y'all guys are doing a good job.
Thank you. So you're not one of our idiot callers.
That's right. Okay. Never an idiot.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Goodbye now.
Lemonade. That cool, refreshing drink.
One more call because I am a masochist. Hello, New York.
Hiya, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Greetings from St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. We get you on from your Washington station.
Wow.
Well, WJFK on the shortwave.
Why does it say on my screen you're calling from New York?
I happen to be in New York today.
Oh, okay.
I own a saloon in Charlotte, Amalia. And we're having the first annual Jerry Van Dyke Flaming Butt Contest.
Yeah!
And Jerry's going to be there. He's going to be one of the judges. And we wanted to invite you and Mike to come and be the other two
let's
judges.
Let's go. Let's go. Don, let's do a remote.
Wow,
come on,
listen,
let's do it.
I would
it.
Do that in a second.
Oh, man.
If you will hold on, sir, we will get the information from you. When is the event?
4th of July.
Oh, we're on vacation.
Oh, what a bummer.
We're on vacation.
Oh, you won't make it for one day?
No.
Well, no. You know, my wife's got that thing with her family at the beach. We all got to go and stay in this one little room shack. This one shack.
Yeah, why don't you change the date?
The love shack. That's where we stay. It's like 20.
We put you up at someplace a lot better than that.
25 of us in one room.
Man, an opportunity to go down to the Caribbean and see Jerry Van Dyke set his butt on fire.
Sir, listen, if you can change the date, we're there.
I'll tell you what. We'd like to have you so much. Let me get a hold of Jerry and see if we can change... his date around, and we'll get back to you and see if we can.
Okay.
What other dates are good for you guys?
Well, we're off that week, the week of 4th of July. Other than that, we're wide open.
Okay.
Wide open.
All right.
like Jerry's
Just like
butt
Jerry's
cheeks.
Butt, yeah. Wide open.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, hey, this is open to both male and female. We've already got about 200 contestants.
Wow. Sure, who doesn't want to set their butt on fire? thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye. No, one more call. This is last call. It's you. Hi.
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 Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, you guys are great. I love you.
Thank you
Listen
so much.
Listen to the show for many years. I'm a four-hour club member.
We do appreciate it. Thank you.
I'd like to ask Mike, though, having a nightmare started.
The nightmares?
Yes, sir.
I don't understand.
I'm a father, too, and about the week after I had my baby, I started having nightmares.
Oh, my God.
About when they get older and this kid with body piercing named Spike comes in on prom night.
No, I haven't had them, and I hope I never get them.
I'm here to come pick your daughter up.
No, I have not had any nightmares, and I hope they never show up.
Get ready.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
You sure thing.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call. We've got to break. Singers, we have to break. Yeah.
For a commercial.
Thank you, Singers. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Listening, we would love to see your face in person tonight. We're going to be at Whitey's in Arlington, Vietnam.
All right.
Also known as Arlington, Virginia. Just a very high concentration of Vietnamese residents there.
Yeah, we hope to see them all.
That's tonight at Whitey's. We'll be there starting at about 8 o'clock. Sign in shirts for Don and Mike, Bowl 3. All proceeds to benefit the Have a Heart campaign for abused kids at Children's Hospital. Well on our way, and I do mean our way, because all we do is talk about it and you guys come up with all the money. Well on our way to this year's goal of $150,000 for Children's Hospital.
Wow. Thank you in advance.
In advance, yeah, we do say thanks. We'd love to meet you tonight. If you're nice enough to come on out and shell out your $15 for the shirt, we'd be more than glad to shake your clammy hand and sign your shirt.
Yeah, I hope it's nice and humid in there.
So come on out to Whitey's tonight. Remember, all proceeds from T-shirt sales go directly to the Have a Heart campaign for the abused kids at Children's Hospital. Buzz,
yes,
a man who does not do enough on this program, with news in a second, also the Phone Ho Theater in the next hour, and the 4-Hour Club also making its triumphant return. I got some wacky stories here for you, and this one, nothing wacky about it at all. Stupid DJs. You ready for the stupid DJ story of the week?
Oh, what happened now?
You know, and there is a line that even I don't cross.
Sure.
You don't cross.
Mm-hmm.
A radio station in Buffalo. We're back on in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Not our station. WGRF-FM. Morning men Larry and Mark. Hey, everybody. Larry and Mark, good morning. Had a wacky idea. They sent two staffers out on the street, one of them dressed as Superman mm-hmm. and the other one dressed as a horse.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Lovely.
Wonder if people could tell the difference between the two of them, between Superman and
Superman. Terrific. That's another brilliant DJ stunt.
And let me see. The lady who does the news on their show doesn't want to work with them anymore. She doesn't appreciate the jokes. She said she can't be a part of that kind of humor. The woman who works as the news person on the show has a 2-year-old son who can't walk because of cerebral palsy.
It just the sensitivity. You know, there is that line, and there's some guys really that are just like...
I mean, you know, there is something funny about Kathy Lee throwing her feces.
Of course.
That truly funny.
Because Kathy Lee is a very successful, very powerful woman in the entertainment business. She's up on top, and that's why it's fun to poke fun at her. You don't poke fun at somebody when they've just had something terrible happen to them.
You don't kick them while they're down.
And for goodness sakes, you know, DJs, if you're going to think of a stupid stunt, can you come up with something better than, okay, listen, I'm going to dress up as Superman, and you dress up as a horseman. We're going to go out on the street. Woo! Good morning, Buffalo!
Is this cruel enough for you?
Hey. Christopher Reeves is paralyzed. It's 25 minutes until 7 o'clock in the morning. Get your butt out of bed.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Superman not too super today, is he, huh? Let's go out on the street where we have Robbie Spiewak dressed up as Superman and Charles Broyhill dressed up as a horse.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't a bad guy or anything. He was just somebody who had something really bad happen to him, so we're going to make fun of it.
But hey.
Wow.
Makes me proud to be a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
How far will the Fox Network go to bring in new viewers? Well, we could tell you, but we can't.
I love those pregnant pauses.
Deeper than your childhood, and all the way to Alfred E. Newman, Mad Magazine is going to make its way onto Fox's Saturday night lineup. Quincy Jones is directing a 1-hour special for Fox based on Mad Magazine.
Well, I wonder how that's going to work.
They're going to put it up against Saturday Night Live. They will have live portions of the show shot in front of a studio audience. You can also look for an animated version of Spy versus Spy. Now, mm-hmm. if they kept it true to Mad Magazine,
right.
it could be pretty good. You know, Bart has a subscription to Mad Magazine, and it is a monthly fight between he and I to see who's going to open it up and read it first every month.
Yeah, it'd be good, I think, if it was all animated and very little live. I'd like to see it all animated.
You know, as a matter of fact... He remember, you know, it's funny what kids remember, that like a year ago he was reading Mad Magazine, and there was a story, something about Bill Clinton, a song about Bill Clinton, and he still sings it to this day. It was something done to the tune of the Beverly Hillbillies, and he doesn't understand the song worth a hill of beans.
Hello.
Hey, listen, is Bartio there?
No, I'm sorry. Could I take a message?
I wanted him to sing his little Beverly Hillbillies song that he got out of Mad Magazine.
Well, he's up the street. You can call neighbors.
Oh, I'll call him up there. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bart's receptionist.
Playing the role of Bart's receptionist, my wife, Frida.
Can I take a message? I've never heard her that polite to you before.
Bunny.
Yes.
It's me, the greatest neighbor you could ever have.
Hi, how are you, greatest neighbor I've ever had?
Hi. Hey, listen, is my son there?
Yes.
Can I speak with him for a second?
If I can find him. He just ate dinner and bolted out the back door. Hold on.
Okay. That's Bunny. See, I do really have a real neighbor named Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband is the guy that was the coach of the other baseball team.
Oh, I see. Bunny lives right next door to Millie Helper, right?
That's right. And they live next door to the Rubbles.
And the Kravitzes are just up the street.
And the Nortons live down the street from them.
Hi, it's Bart. Hold on.
And then we got the Bradys that they live on the next block.
Daddy?
Hi, bud.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, listen, I've got a quick question for you.
Wait, Dad, I'm going to be sleeping over at Dirt, so you don't have to pick me up.
Okay, I heard that from Mommy already.
Okay.
Question for you. I was talking about Mad Magazine. They're going to make Mad Magazine into a TV show. Do you remember?
They are?
Yes. Do you remember when you first got your subscription to Mad Magazine? What?
Some of the kids are trying to run me over. Now, okay, try now.
Okay.
Dad?
Do you remember, all I remember is that you memorized the words to some song about Bill Clinton from Mad Magazine. Do you remember when you memorized that?
Talking to my dad. Oh. yeah.
Oh, would you sing that for me?
Clintstones, meet the Clintstones.
That's it.
They're the modern presidential family from the town of Little Rock, and the one in charge is Hillary.
Bravo!
No, then... When you're with McClintock, it's going to be a yabba dabba tax time, a drop your socks time, one time time.
A drop your socks time.
No.
What was it?
A drop your slacks time.
A drop your slacks time.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, we have to work through that in Mad Magazine sometime, some of the material. All right, I just remember that you remember stuff from Mad Magazine.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you have for dinner?
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's, all right, good. Have a good night.
Okay.
So you're going to be spending the night away, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye, bud.
Wait, Dan.
What?
Wait right there.
Why, no, I got to go. What, hello?
Hello, and Sloppy Joe's Rabe's on his way over now.
Hello?
What? Wait, right there.
Marty, what do I have to wait for? I got to go on with the show. Hello? Not quite. He's at the neighbor's.
Never mind, Dad.
Oh, no. Wait, no. What were you doing?
Nothing.
No, why'd you want me to hold on?
Yeah, that's...
Why did you want me to hold on?
So I could chase Jarrett for a sec.
Oh, so you could chase Jarrett. Okay, all right. See you later.
Okay.
All right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
No!
Bye.
Come on. You are on the air.
See what you have to look forward to, my friend.
I am looking forward to it.
Here's news about Deep Space Nine. Boy, I'm glad to hear this. The show will undergo big changes next year. The delicate treaty that has existed between the Federation and the Klingons is about to unravel. The show's fourth season will begin with a two-hour movie. You know what I heard? I heard that Worf is going to be on that show. That Worf is the first of the Star Trek people to find out he can't get a job unless he wears the makeup, so he's going to come back and be on the show.
And obviously be a bad guy, because the Klingons are going to go to war.
I guess so. And I think, if I'm not speaking out of school, I think we're going to have Deanna Troi on the show.
Wow.
At some future date. I think that Diana has booked Deanna Troi as a guest on this program.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
She's going to be in town for some Star Trek convention. Courtney Love is doing better after her accidental overdose.
Yeah, man.
She, let's see, she's resting at home after being hospitalized for an accidental OD. Her spokesperson says she takes drugs to help her fly.
Yeah.
Well, don't we all? Don't we all? She's fine now, and she will perform Saturday at a Los Angeles radio station rock festival. Apparently, she'd taken a little too much of this, a little too much of that, and she passed out on the airplane.
Mine reminds me of that cross-country flight you and I had when I went to Los Angeles, and of course, you had to take me to the hospital once we landed.
Michael Jackson's guards said that they were intimidated into promising not to sue. Ex-security guards for Michael Jackson were in court Monday on the first phase of their civil suit against Michael Jackson. They claimed that they were fired because they knew of Michael Jackson's alleged sexual encounters with boys.
Pedophilia.
Ben. The two of us need look no more.
See, I don't like little boys. That's why I'm married. This is Lisa Marie. Everyone's...
Ask us a question.
Sure.
Ask us right now.
Sure. I understand that you two have been getting along very well over the past year of your marriage.
Yes, yes, we have. I'm the king of pop, and Lisa Marie, she's the princess of rock.
How you doing, Maria?
Oh. Now, I hear that there might be rumors that Lisa Marie may be expecting. Is this true?
How can you ask such a question?
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something right now. We don't have much time to do it because all we do is sit around and eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
We like that. It's
I love you, Michael.
I love you, Lisa Marie.
I love you. You're the king of pop, man.
Will you make me another peanut butter? How can you ask such a question?
Where's my Cadillac, baby?
Oh, Shamo!
Clambake! Gonna have a clambake!
Lisa Marie sounds just like her father, Elvis, and it's kind of fun. But
how come you got all that Joker makeup on?
I have this skin problem, and that's why, at least that's what I tell the media.
How come you was in bed last night with, what's that boy from Home Alone? What's that boy's
Macaulay
name?
Macaulay Culkin.
You was in bed with him last night. Also, what's the name? Webster.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel. Last night he was in bed with two of them little boys.
He's a friend of mine, and they come over to pet the llamas and ride in my own private amusement park because I'm so strange. I have my own. Oh, how can you ask such a question whether we have a baby or not?
Old McDonald had a farm.
I want to see that interview. I really do.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? We're going to be disappointed.
Of course,
because
you are.
They are promoting it as Diane Sawyer asks the questions that we want asked, and you know what's going to happen? She's going to say, what about the allegations with the boys? And he's going to say, I have no comment on that, and she won't push him.
And then
on
they'll
it.
Move right. on.
Yeah. She won't push him. And then they'll just talk about how he's poor Michael Jackson, who nobody understands.
The greatest thing in the world would be, though, if Lisa Marie does indeed sound exactly like that.
How you doing, man? Listen, I want to tell you something. I love Michael Jackson. I'm in love with him. He and I have sexual intercourse on a regular basis, man, with my TV glasses.
She is her father reincarnated.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. I wish I could go to this. I'm reading an article here about a convention Saturday in Los Angeles. The KISS Convention. The first ever worldwide KISS Convention. You know, for KISS. For the band KISS.
You know, the rock group with the makeup.
Oh, yeah. I can see why you're so enthusiastic about going to the convention.
I love KISS. Fans will be treated to a question and answer session by Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and who are these guys? Bruce Kulick and Eric Singer? Are they the guys that took the other one's place? Well, big KISS convention coming to your town very soon. It starts this weekend in California.
When I think of Gene Simmons, I think of, in my opinion, what is the grossest tape that we have. For whatever reason, there's something when he's talking about when he's talking about having
a sexual encounter with
sex,
a woman.
And it's something about the way, first of all, his track record of being with, how many women did he say that he's been with?
I think he's been with more women than Will Chamberlain has, man. This is Lisa Marie Presley.
Lisa Marie, has he been with more women than Elvis?
Yes, he has, man. Of course, you know, Elvis, he liked young girls. You know, my mama was only 13 when Elvis imported her from Germany.
Hey,
mama.
Hey.
My mama called me, she said, how can you marry that freak? I said, mama, how could you have married that freak? Here you go. Here is Gene Simmons of KISS.
One day, we were at a concert hall, and I met a young lady. By accident, who happened to be there.
Gross.
And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room, and the forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. And she had an opening, and I had a stiff proposition, and one thing led to the other.
That's the name.
Kiss.
Kiss.
This is KISS. Each sold separately, and you can put them in any crazy pose you want.
That's the name, KISS. They may look insane. Kiss. If it's KISS.
KISS. Each 12.5-inch figure sold separately by Mego.
Yeah, KISS.
Having a big bass pounding up your wazoo while you're dancing. That's kind of cool.
There you go. That's our mini tribute to KISS. Christopher Reeve, we were just talking about him a moment ago. Good news, he is doing better.
All right.
Even though he's in serious condition, Christopher Reeve is being moved to a sitting position several times a day, and physical therapy is rotating his arms and his legs for him. He is also eating soft foods each day. Doctors test Christopher Reeve to see if he can breathe on his own. thus far, no luck, but he's doing a lot better than had originally been thought a couple of weeks ago when he had that accident.
I have a feeling he might surprise some people. I hope that happens.
Yeah, they say he has an amazing attitude, mm-hmm. so that may help.
And I got a wacky idea for a stunt if someone will get me a Superman suit.
Yeah.
I got a wacky idea. Woo! DJs! Listen to this. How can this be? Gary Busey has pleaded innocent to a cocaine charge.
Really?
Listen, you know, this amazes me. The guy is caught. He's got the coke up his nose.
Right.
He's having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. They find coke in his apartment, and they find pot in his apartment.
Right. You know where he hid the coke?
Where?
In his motorcycle helmet.
Gary Busey surrendered this morning at the sheriff's station in California, where he was booked and released. After posing a $10,000 bond, he pleaded innocent to the charge of drugs. If convicted, he could be sentenced to 3 years in prison. He was found unconscious from a drug overdose. How can you be found unconscious from a drug overdose and plead not guilty?
I'm innocent, Your Honor. I'm innocent. I didn't do the drugs.
We'll tell you something. This is Lisa Marie Presley. Gary Busey is an innocent man.
I'm absolutely 100% not guilty, Your Honor.
Yankee manager Buck Showalter, New York Yankee manager Buck Showalter, has broken the record for most games being a Yankees manager without being fired by George Steinbrenner.
Way to go, Buck!
Applaud if you like. He has managed 477 games. Now, that's a problem. I would think that Billy Martin would be the guy who has the record, but Billy Martin had 471 games.
Mm-hmm. I think Billy Martin had probably more games, but they were broken up so many times because he got fired.
Wasn't consecutive.
Lou Piniella had 324, Stump Merrill 275, Bill Verdon. Oh, you remember that guy with the glasses?
He was
later the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates?
That's right.
He was in charge for 266. And finally, here's what's on the TV talk shows today. Let's see who goes the lowest to get the biggest ratings. Maury Povich has teenagers who object to their mother's lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo has the spotlight on lovers and their bitter divorces. But once again, your hero, my hero, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Lovers who were caught cheating.
Oh, there you go, Jerry Springer.
This is Lisa Marie Presley. I love Jerry Springer. Michael and I watch that show every day.
That's right before she makes her peanut butter and Nana sandwiches. And then she brings me a bowl of mashed potatoes and peas all mixed up together, and we eat them with our hands.
With our hands, man.
Yeah.
When we're wearing our TV glasses.
It's so much fun, and she wraps me with the bed sheet like I have a big diaper on.
A federal officer.
Then we pretend we're federal officers, and I've started collecting badges.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Buzz has news directly after this.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don. Now more live from the Comedy Bunker. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Hi, we're back. Thanks for listening. We'll be at Whitey's tonight in Arlington, Virginia for another T-shirt signing party.
All right.
We will be there starting at 8 o'clock tonight. We'd love to meet you. Buy your shirt for Don and Mike Bowl 3. The shirt, remember, is your ticket to get into the game.
Mm-hmm.
$15 each. We'd love to sign your shirt and say hi to you. That's tonight at Whitey's in Arlington, Virginia. And let me give a quick plug here to US Air, the official airline of Don and Mike Bowl 3. They are the airline that's flying all the out-of-town superstars to play in the game on Saturday.
We appreciate it.
And our thanks to US Air. They're a good airline.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Buzz Burbank. No, I mean that.
That's a good endorsement, though. That, you know, maybe their advertising agency would actually take that as their new slogan.
I come up with these gems. I don't know how I do it.
Don Geronimo says they're a good airline.
Good airline. US Air. Good peanuts. Here's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. The evil mind behind the bombing in Oklahoma City is still out there somewhere. The FBI says it knows this and that it's still hunting for suspects other than the two men already charged. The Bureau is also asking for help from the public in locating a homemade trailer and some plastic barrels it thinks may have been used in the bombing. The FBI says all tips to its 24-hour hotline will be investigated. The trailer may have been spotted in Kansas in October or November. The L.A. County coroner says Ron Goldman's killer may have stabbed him several times in the cheek just to see if he was still alive. He says the killer taunted Goldman before the killing, giving him two superficial wounds to the throat while holding him from behind. It's the coroner's seventh day on the stand, and he hasn't even been questioned by O.J.'s lawyers yet. Today, Simpson's lawyers pointed this out to Judge Ito, along with the fact that the coroner didn't even do the actual autopsy. The judge agreed and told the prosecution to wrap up its questions for the coroner today. A Tennessee woman charged with the deaths of her two young sons is free on bond. 20-year-old Jenny Bain left the toddlers strapped in their car seats in the scorching heat while she partied for 10 hours in a motel room with four men. Investigators say the temperature in that car probably reached 120 degrees. The boys' bodies were discovered by their mother. She now faces first-degree murder charges and could face the death penalty. In Florida, an Illinois man also faces murder charges for what police describe as a botched murder-suicide. They say Stephen McCray killed his two sons with carbon monoxide, but survived himself. And they say McCray had convinced the boys they had to die to be with their mother. The president goes on TV tonight to show us his plan to balance the budget within the next 10 years. The big three networks will carry the speech, and they say they're considering airing a Republican response, if there is one. Word is Clinton will scale back his plan for a middle-class tax cut and that he'll propose overhauling Medicare and Medicaid to make them less expensive. Republicans have reacted to this news by saying it's about time Clinton got interested in cutting the deficit. Good economic news today. The latest government report shows inflation still under control. That sent interest rates down, and the stock market was sharply higher. The Dow gained more than 38 points today. Gainers outnumbered losers by a 16-7 margin. The S&P was up 5 points. NASDAQ also gained 5 for a record. Like the saying goes, the fall won't hurt you, but the impact will. A story that goes with that wisdom after the sports. Next, this Buzzcast brought to you by Terminix. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, it's deja vu all over again for the New Jersey Devils. 1 year ago, they had a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals until the New York Rangers rallied for a pair of victories that led them to the championship. Now the Devils are 3-2 up on Philadelphia, and they host the Flyers in Game 6 tonight at the Meadowlands. The Portland Trail Blazers and the Washington Bullets have been talking trade. Rod Strickland and a first-round draft choice for Washington guard Rex Chapman and the number 4 pick in this month's draft. But now the Blazers say they're interested in Calbert Chaney instead of Chapman. Chaney was the 6th pick overall in 93, and he was Washington's 3rd leading scorer last season. If there is a trade, it may have to come soon. There's been talk of a lockout when the playoffs end, and that would include a ban on trades. The owners and players met for 8 hours yesterday and said they'd meet again today. They've played this season without a contract, but with a no-strike, no-lockout agreement. Finally, talk about your window of opportunity. It's not every day a prisoner finds an open window to freedom, but Paul Solaro did. He was locked away in Toms River, New Jersey, waiting for his day in court on a domestic violence charge when he discovered the open, unguarded window on the 8th floor.
Oh,
it's a big jump, but he made it. He was, however, caught by a couple of guards before he could make his getaway. It's interesting. He was caught for the same reason that he wasn't injured in the fall. He landed on a car. A Mercedes. A Mercedes that belongs to a judge. Bail denied. Next case. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Judge Roy Bean.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Radio gods.
I give up kids for the British show in Paris.
Don and Mike.
607. Here is Sherry. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Geronimo and
Michael Mera, WJFK. They take no prisoners. They dig no shallow graves. Don and Mike.
Here we are, and there you are. Thank you for listening in Eugene, Oregon on KDBS. Thanks for listening in Rochester, New York on Hot Talk, WHTK. And as always, our thanks for listening in Worcester, Massachusetts, 98.9XX, WXXW FM. Hey, how about that Diana Sullivan, radio's number something producer?
All right.
You know, we're going to be interviewing on the program on Friday.
Who?
Dr. Ooh. Arnold Feldman.
Yes. Yeah.
She booked him for the show.
Hallelujah.
The guy who wrote the article about Kathy Lee, the doctor who analyzed her book and said that she likes to throw her feces and that Cody is her penis.
More detail on those theories.
That'll be on Friday's program. Kathy Lee, the subject of Dr. Arnold Fellman's analysis. In this hour, Phone Ho Theater, also the four-hour club, rears its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the Toe Tap and Touch Tones also. And this reminder again that we're going to be at Whitey's tonight in Arlington, Vietnam, signing shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3.
Come down and get yours.
Get your shirt and then come out to the game on Saturday. Gates open at noon. We start the radio show at 1 o'clock and the game will start at 2 o'clock. Prince William County Stadium, home of the Cannons, seats about
4,000 people. I have been told that we can cram 4,500 in there, maybe.
That's what we're hoping for, too.
So if you don't have a shirt and you'd like to come out and join us for the game, it's $5 a head to get in. Keep in mind that all money's raised goes to the Have a Heart campaign for abused kids at Children's Hospital. Listen to this list of NFL All-Stars playing against us.
There's a good turnout.
Mark Carrier, Chicago Bears. Robert Green, Chicago Bears. Ray Roberts, Chicago Bears. Ray Bentley, Buffalo Bills. Brian Cox, Miami Dolphins. O.J. McDuffie, Miami Dolphins. Brian O'Neill, Carolina Panthers. Kerry Collins, number one draft pick from Penn State, Carolina Panthers. Joe Theismann from ESPN. Lamar McGregs, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings. Pepper Johnson from the New York Giants. Carl Banks from the Cleveland Browns.
All right, I'm playing shortstop for the Puking Bozos. Daryl Nichols will be on the team.
We'd love to see you Saturday. It'll be a great time. Bring the family.
Yes.
One of the few times we could say we are doing a family-oriented event.
That's because the show lasts 1 hour, and then we're playing softball, and well, Buzz is actually doing something on Saturday.
No, not really. I'm not doing anything.
Buzz will be doing the play-by-play duties along with Chick Hernandez from Fox Sports and Rudy Martsky.
Yes, who's planning to arrive in the seventh inning.
He'll be swimming in. He's gonna be arriving.
Yeah, how you doing, Buzzy?
arriving, as always, well-lubricated. That is Saturday at Prince William County Stadium. I will be at Whitey's tonight signing the shirts for $15 each with all proceeds to go to Children's Hospital. Thank you in advance. Now let's have us some fun with the phone hose.
This is my favorite feature on the program.
Phone Ho Theater, where we call girls at the 1-900 number, and I will speak to them using the taped cartridges. Now, let me see what I've got here. I think that these are the standbys that I've got to keep right at my side.
Right.
Okay. You got this one.